You've heard a lot about the healthcare debate here on KNKX. If Congress votes to repeal or repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, one thing is certain. The Medicaid program will take a big hit. The healthcare program for the poor has been a target of GOP proposals. Spending caps could be placed on it, or states like Washington, which expanded it under Obamacare, could be forced to scale back. 88.5's Paula Whistle introduces us to two local Medicaid recipients who've been active in the campaign to save it.
Hi, my name is George Poston. I live here in Auburn.
George Poston is sitting in St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Auburn. Every week, he volunteers his time here to prepare a community meal for the homeless. He says it can be challenging given the limits on what you have to work with.
Last week, we had Swiss chard. And we had lots of it, and, you know, we turned it into something really good. We made a nice bruschetta and seared it with some garlic and sausage. And, you know, I have the ability to do that because I've got a lot of experience. You know, I've been working with food for a long time.
For more than two decades, Poston was a professional chef working for national restaurant chains. He says he had a middle-class life, including employer-based health insurance.
They were good plans. Everyone in my family needs glasses or contacts, so we had vision and dental. And, you know, with kids, you always need dental.
But about a year and a half ago, Poston lost his job and his health care. To make matters worse, shortly after being laid off, doctors discovered a blood clot in his leg and several in his lungs.
It was causing a regular heartbeat. It was causing making it hard to breathe. And so they put me on meds right away. The meds are initially very expensive. You know,
how expensive?
The first week of meds, I had to take injections, and it was $1,100 for 1 week.
For Poston, financial rescue came in the form of the state's Medicaid program, which now pays for his medications and doctor's visits. An Obamacare provision allowed Washington State to expand the program to cover adults like Poston. He says he's feeling better now and is looking for part-time work, but suspects that at 63, his age may be the reason he hasn't gotten anything yet. He says he speaks out on health care because it just bugs him the way people talk about those who are on Medicaid.
That we didn't live our lives right, that we're all drug users, that we don't want to work, you know, we just want to live off the government dole. You know, that's just not true.
Just up the highway from Auburn, I meet up with another Medicaid recipient at the Kona Kai Coffee Shop in downtown Kent. This is how she describes herself.
My name is Tina Velasquez. I'm a single mom. Just a hard worker woman with three kids and just never give up.
Tina Velasquez hasn't had it easy. She tells me how she ended up in Washington State.
6 years ago, I left from Texas because I was in violence in Mexico.
So you were a victim of domestic violence?
Yes.
She says she and her children were traumatized by the violence and needed counseling. Medicaid now pays for that and for her 11-year-old daughter's medication for attention deficit disorder. As a citizen activist, Velasquez says she met with her elected representative, Republican Congressman Dave Reichert. He was initially uncommitted on repealing Obamacare. But Velasquez says when they talked, there was a connection. He told her about the physical abuse he had suffered as a child.
And he touched me really emotional, like how he speak about with me. And we got a really great conversation about that.
When the repeal vote came up in the House, Reichert voted no. Both Tina Velasquez and George Poston say they plan to stay involved because you just never know the difference you might make. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.